All right, as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Laura Archibald.
Good morning.
How's Laura doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're kicking backside this morning.
Good for you.
Doing good.
Yeah. First of all, how's the new building coming?
It's coming, slow but sure. So contractors are in and, drywalling and flooring, and so it's coming along.
It's coming along. So you still hoping for the 1st of October right in the area, or whatever it was?
That's still my goal. We'll see. I'll know better in a couple weeks, but October is my goal.
Okay. I noticed you guys were featured in an article on WLFI this morning talking about mental health. So talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah, actually, they reached, WLFI reached out to Shan Sheridan, and he reached out to us and said, you guys really lead the charge on this with your mental health team, which he's a part of, and so invited Kathy to come for that interview. We just know it's a focus area, especially for our youth and teachers right now with all of the COVID things and all the changes they're having to make. Change is hard for people, causes a lot of anxiety, and so really just trying to focus on people's mental health along with their physical health.
How are we handling that so far?
The schools have really done a good job of making it a priority. The Frankfort, Clinton Central, and Clinton Prairie and The Crossing all have social-emotional learning grants through North Central Health, and they're doing a lot of mental health things in those school corporations. And then Rossville, I know, applied for some money and got it through the United Way for Clinton County to do some mental health things for their students and teachers also. So all of the schools are focused on it. Four of those schools are doing evidence-based curriculum, which is always nice. And then we're also trying to do things for the teachers. This is a lot on them also, so making sure that their mental health is okay is important. One, it's actually interesting. We were on a kickoff meeting for that grant yesterday, and one of the things that they said is the people who are teaching the curriculum have to be okay too. And so making sure that the mental health of the school staff is being met is important too. I know Clinton Prairie had a big staff meeting yesterday, and we made some stress relief kits for the teachers and self-care kit things. So, just making sure that we put that up, high to the top of the priority list. It's not always just about teaching to academic standards,
What would you think is the biggest thing we can do to help, everybody out overall, not just kids and teachers, but everybody in general? What's the biggest thing we need?
I think resources and people not being afraid to go to those resources. Ken, you and I talk about this all the time.
Yeah, we do.
Mental health, that stigma thing. And, there's no time for stigma right now. People have to reach out for help. We know that mental health needs and substance use needs are increased right now and have been since March. And, I know I talk a lot with Mental Health America, and their crisis line numbers have skyrocketed during all this COVID thing, which is good because it shows that people are reaching out to those resources, but it also shows you the impact this COVID has had on people's mental health.
Do you see this ending anytime soon, or do you see this prolonging for quite a little while?
Oh, I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. I think making sure there's a safe vaccine and getting it out there is obviously going to be the thing that makes this much better. Do I think it's going to end anytime soon? No. Do I think there's an end in sight? Yes. So, I don't want people to be in despair over it because people are working on it. I mean, they just gave the first dose of a certain vaccine, I believe yesterday, to a college student, or a placebo, how those studies go. So they're working really hard and really fast on getting a vaccination, but you always have to be careful. You don't want to push things out so fast that we don't follow safety standards. So, we want to get that vaccination, but we also want to make sure it's safe. And so I think the big game changer is going to be the immunization when it gets approved.
Is there any one thing or two things that you can recommend that people try and do to not get a cold or not get the flu this year? And because it's coronavirus, might as well be right there with it. So,
more than ever, getting your flu vaccination, I think, is important. And then the other thing is just that general overall health, you know, trying to exercise, get enough sleep, eat well. You know, I think people really don't pay enough attention to their nutrition. You know, I think eating fresh fruits and vegetables and, you know, loading up on your vitamin C. And if you're a person who doesn't eat well, taking some sort of vitamin supplement is really important right now. Just all those general things that you can do to keep good health. And, you know, I'm a walker. I get up and walk every day. And, you know, I know if I don't do it for a day or two, I can tell a difference in my body.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Making sure that you're exercising, that you're eating well, you're getting enough sleep. You know, it really does do a lot to keep your immune system good and fight off these viruses. So, you know, I think it's important just to take care of your overall health.
All right. Are we missing anything or anything you want to bring up before I let you go?
I just wanted, because I won't be on here, I don't think, before maybe next week. I can't remember. But we're having a car seat clinic on September 22nd at our new building, 1234 Rossville Avenue, from 10 to 2. That's with the city of Frankfort for child injury prevention. So,
okay. All right. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right. You take good care of yourself.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Laura Archibald with Healthy Communities Clinton County Coalition.